Customers of a Hong Kong Bitcoin exchange learned today that they may have to cover the cost of one of the largest Bitcoin thefts ever. Earlier this week, hackers stole $65 million worth of Bitcoin from the exchange, and that's raising a lot of questions about the security of the virtual currency. Michael Regan is columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, the Bitfinex exchange in Hong Kong says it's leaning toward a socialized loss scenario to recoup the theft. What does that mean, and how much would each user have to pay?
Well, socialized loss would mean that the loss would be spread out among the users of the exchange, at least probably people who have Bitcoins in their accounts, rather than other types of cyber currencies or dollars. And the reaction has been pretty much outrage among the users, judging from the comments on the exchange's own blog and sites like Reddit. And my guess is there's very likely going to be litigation and lawsuits against the exchange if they do try to force losses on, you know, spread them out among all the users.
Well, and I'm trying to think of any other time when somebody makes an investment and then they have to have a socialized loss scenario when something goes wrong. It doesn't happen.
It's unusual. The only thing I could think of is the hedge fund long-term capital management back in the 90s, where a lot, basically all of Wall Street came together to bail them out. But you're right, it's very unusual.
Well, do we know how this hack happened?
Well, they're still investigating. There's not a lot of information about exactly how it happened, but it's clear that roughly $65 million worth of Bitcoins were stolen right out of people's accounts on the exchange.
And this is not just relevant to people who use Bitcoin, because big banks in the U.S. have been spending a lot of money to explore the technology that underlies Bitcoin. It's called blockchain technology. Does this hack raise questions about that?
Not necessarily. So what the blockchain is a distributed ledger, which means rather than transactions just being recorded on a single database, they're recorded on a public ledger that's duplicated on many different computers throughout the system. And Wall Street is absolutely gaga over this technology and how it can be sort of repurposed for more traditional financial transactions. But the security concerns don't necessarily center around blockchain itself, but rather these exchanges and the custodians that hold the Bitcoins for users.
And I know that you've been looking into a mutual fund that invests in Bitcoin and claims to offer some security. Can investing in Bitcoin be made more secure?
Well, that's the big question. You know, obviously, there's a lot of interest in that. There are some ETFs in the works. The Winklevoss twins from Facebook are one group that's looking to launch an ETF. And a big question is, how will they keep it secure and ensure the value of the Bitcoin? And, you know, people are really working hard to figure out a solution for that.
It seems like a couple of years ago, people were thinking that Bitcoin was going to be so powerful it would replace the dollar or replace some of the most famous currency around the world. Doesn't seem like that's happened.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is the value of it is so volatile. You know, it was worth 5 cents in 2010. In 2013, it was worth more than $1,100. Yeah. And now it's worth about $575. So until that volatility in the value of it calms down, I think that's really limiting the adaptation of it.
Mike Regan of Bloomberg Gadfly, thank you.
Thank you.